Hi, beautiful soul. Welcome to our first episode of Light Leaders Ascension School. I'm so excited to bring to you today this episode where we're going to be diving in deep into soul purpose, understanding how to unlock and embody your soul purpose, what it is, what it's not, what life actually looks like when you embody your soul purpose. If you've been in my world for even a little bit, you'll know that I harp on and harp on about soul purpose because I really genuinely believe that for light workers, light leaders, it is, if not the most important thing that we can be aware of and be embodied in. It actually unlocks the life that is meant for us. Like, I actually see it as this missing puzzle piece that when we connect to and it's this key, right? That unlocks and activates the life that is meant for us, that we're here to live. And everything begins to come online when we're embodied in our soul purpose. So today I'm going to be talking about what that looks like and how you can start actually embodying your soul purpose. So first I want to give a little bit of clarity about understanding, well, what actually is a soul purpose, right? Now, you might already know this, you might be familiar with this, but before you incarnated, before you came down onto earth and lived this life that you have now, you sat with your spiritual team, your beautiful guides, the guides who have agreed to work with you and support you. You sat with them and you said to them, these are the experiences that I want to have in this lifetime. This is how I want to help humanity. These are the lessons that I want to have an experience when I'm down here, right? And the thing about so many light workers and starseeds on Earth at the moment is that coming onto Earth is not just about soul evolution or lessons you're learning. We are actually in such a pivotal time of human evolution, the consciousness of human evolution, that being here right now, it's not only an incredible opportunity and gift, but it means you're actually contracted here to help humanity ascend its consciousness, right? Because the majority of you watching this are going to be starseeds, right? You've had incarnations and lives and your first lifetimes in other parts of the universe, not on Earth. And you were going on living your life, probably in a higher dimension, in another part of the universe, and Earth called you. Gaia, Mother Earth, called you and said, hey, I'm ready to evolve. I need people to come volunteer and help raise the consciousness of Earth by incarnating in here. And you went, great, let me go do that. Let me have that experience. Let me be of divine service. Let me help. And so you've responded and decided to incarnate. Now, some of you have had many incarnations on Earth and have been helping Earth for a while. And some of you are very new to Earth and you're feeling very homesick and struggling to find your feet on Earth. So all of us are on different journeys with how many lifetimes we've been on Earth. But what I know to be true about right now, if you're watching this right now, is that you've responded when Mother Earth called you here and you have a purpose, something that you came here to do, because being on Earth at this time, it's not a leisurely vacation, right? You didn't come here to sit around at a desk 9 to 5, watch some TV, have a beer. Like, that's not the purpose of your life. That's not in the grand scheme of all things, that's not what you're here to do, right? You have a purpose. You have something that you came here to do, something that you agreed to do for the benefit of not only humanity, but all of the universe in the evolution of all of us. And I know you know this to be true. Because when I talk about you having a soul purpose, there is a part of you that gets that little, ooh, yeah, like that, the resonance of the knowing, that sacred knowing of, yeah, I do, I have a soul purpose. I have something that I came here to do. Some of you will already have an idea of what it is. Some of you aren't too sure, but I'm telling you, you have a purpose, something that you came here to do. And before you incarnated, you sat there with your spiritual team and you said, great, these are the gifts I have. This is how I want to help humanity. This is how I want to contribute to the consciousness evolution of humanity so Gaia can move into the fifth dimension that she's ready, right? Because we're not the only ones having evolution, right? It's not just us having an evolutionary experience. Planets,
the consciousness of a planet is also on her own of Mother Earth. She's also having her own ascension process, right? She's also on her own evolutionary journey that looks different to ours, but she's still evolving. And as she evolves, we need to be able to evolve with her. The beings that live and reside on Earth need to be able to evolve with her. The majority of you watching this, if not all, came here on Earth to assist with this evolutionary ascension that Earth has chosen to go through. And your sole purpose, the thing that you're here to do, actually helps and assists the Earth's consciousness raising. And your own sole purpose is going to be very unique, right? And it's going to be based on your set of skills and your gifts and your lessons and everything you have learned in all of your previous lifetimes, the summation of all of it. You're going to use it in how you express and share your soul purpose with the world, right? One of the things that people get a bit caught up about when it comes to soul purpose is they start to think that maybe it's very specific, right? Your soul purpose, when you actually look at it, read it, hear about it, understand it, it's not going to be as specific as, oh, you're going to write a book exactly about this process, and then you're going to share this specific thing with that specific person. It's actually, your soul purpose is actually quite broad, right? So there's a lot of freedom in the expression. For example, your soul purpose might be to help heal the divine feminine on Mother Earth. And you might choose to do that through becoming a healer, because that's one of your soul gifts. And you might also have a soul gift of clairvoyance. So you might choose to be a clairvoyant healer and choose to help mothers go through their birthing process, right? That's what you might choose to do. That's the expression of your soul purpose. But there's not one way for you to fulfill your purpose. That is one way. If your soul purpose is here to heal the divine feminine on Earth, you might choose that. You might choose to write books, right, that inspire and uplift women. You might learn to do body work that helps heal the trauma women have in their body. All of these are different avenues for how you can express your soul purpose. So your soul purpose is probably not going to be like, oh, you're a body worker here to work with this specific modality to do this specific thing. There's not much specificity. It's actually quite broad, right? Which allows for the expression of you, your soul, and your soul gifts. Because whatever your soul purpose is as well, it's not your first rodeo. It's not the first time you've done this, right? You have done what your soul work is in many lifetimes before, because that's the essence and the energy of your soul, right? If you're here to heal the divine feminine on Earth at this time, guess what? You've been doing that in previous lifetimes in different ways. And whatever gifts you have, for example, if you have a natural gift of being a channeler here in this lifetime now, well, you would have had that in all the previous lifetimes that you lived and experienced, right? So you have experienced this before and you are so prepared and so ready. You have everything that you need. All of the resources will be given to you if they have not been already for you to fulfill your soul purpose. And when you understand that you have this incredible spiritual team that loves you so deeply and is doing everything possible to give you the resources, the tools, the situations, the assistance for you to fulfill your soul purpose. That's the reality of it. You are deeply divinely supported to do it. Now, you might be in a place where you're like, okay, well, it doesn't really feel like that way. I'm really struggling. I'm confused about what my soul purpose is. That's okay. We're going to dive into it today and I'm going to talk to you about it. The first thing I want to share is when you are in your soul purpose, you know, it is undeniable, right? And this is, you know, they talk about it. When you find the one, you just know, right? If you're not sure, it's not the one, right? They say that. I don't know if I believe in the one and all of that. But using that kind of same energy, the essence of it, when you're in it, you know, right? And if you're not sure, you're not in it, right? When you are in your soul purpose, what happens is you step into soul alignment, right? And it's like, oof, I'm doing what I came here to do. I'm doing what I'm meant to. And suddenly your soul gifts start to come online, right? So the gifts that you have, all of the gifts that you have that you've used in previous lifetime for fulfillment of your soul purpose begin to come online. And suddenly you're like, wow, this, I'm receiving these downloads. And suddenly I'm getting all this energy come through my hand and I'm doing healing work, right? So that all starts to come online. But what else comes online is you begin to call in your soulmates, right? And this is one of the side effects of being in your soul purpose, because when you're in your soul purpose and you're fully into it, your soul comes online, your soul gifts activate. It's like you become this lighthouse, right? This pillar of light. And the people who resonate with you, because when we say soulmates, we're talking about people who resonate with you on a soul level, right? Begin to actually flow into your life too. Because they're like, ah, energetically, they're like, that's my person. Let me go and flow to them. So all of the closest connections in my life, from my husband to my best friends, they came through when I was fully in soul alignment through my soul purpose, right? And just naturally, I magnetize them by being so deeply fully soul aligned. Now, the other beautiful thing is if you're already a practitioner, a healer, a coach, or you're doing something service-based, when you go all in on your soul purpose, the clients that are contracted, that where you have a contract with them on a soul level, right, where you might have made an agreement of like, okay, I'm going to help you with this at this point in your life, they start to come in, right? So naturally, you begin to actually call in soulmate clients as well. And you get to have these incredible, beautiful experiences with clients rather than it feeling hard and stressful. So when you are in your soul purpose, life does get easier. It begins to feel like there are all these synchronicities happening. Everything is flowing. All these opportunities are coming. The doors are opening for me and it feels easier, right? And easy doesn't mean there's no effort, because you know, for example, filming this today, being here with you, it requires effort, right? But it feels easy. This feels joyful and easy for me. It doesn't feel hard, but there's still effort required. So I don't want to get that confused, because when you're in your soul purpose, it can feel easy, but there's still effort there. But there's not the hardness and the struggle that we often experience when we're not in our soul purpose. The other thing that comes online when we're embodied in our soul purpose is something I like to call soul fire, right? And I'm going to give you a great example of this. So if you've ever seen Tony Robbins live or gone to his events, you will have seen he gets on the stage in the morning and he's going till the early hours in the morning nonstop. He doesn't eat, he doesn't go to the toilet, he just goes. People look at him like, how is he doing that? Like, how is he doing that? And the reality is he's in such full divine service and expression of his soul purpose. It opens up this channel of energy that's just coming through him, and his soul is actually giving him this energy, right? And I call this the soul fire energy. And when you experience it, it's like you have so much energy. You're not exhausted, right? You're just like charged, excited, inspired, and you've got all this energy coming online and you're like, yes, and you can just keep sharing and going and going and going. And I call this soul fire, and it's such a beautiful experience when you experience that with the inspiration and the divine guidance and the downloads that comes with it. You're like, oh, I'm in my soul purpose, right? Obviously, the big thing is when we're in our soul purpose, we have clarity. We're like, okay, this is what I'm meant to do. This is for me. This is not for me, right? Because I feel like a lot of humans, they spend their early years, whether it's their teenage years, early 20s years, kind of figuring out who they are and what they're about. And whilst it can be beautiful to have that experience of searching and finding yourself, a lot of people will still, you know, hit their late 20s, early 30s, and still not really actually know and have a certainty about who they are and what they're here to do. I'm very grateful because I had a spiritual awakening at such a young age that when I hit my early 20s, I knew exactly what I was here to do. There wasn't a doubt in my mind, and I just got straight to it. It's like, well, I don't need to go fluff around and try different things because I know this is what I'm here for. And I mean, in this realm on Earth, we have this freedom of choice to say no to our soul purpose, which is a very human experience. I could turn around tomorrow and say, no, not doing it anymore. I'm not doing the spiritual teaching. I'm not doing the spiritual stuff. I'm going to go become an accountant. I could say absolutely no to my soul purpose, and I have full freedom to do that. Now, I would probably be really, really miserable as an accountant. I experience a lot of joy in my life. And if I wasn't in my soul purpose, I probably wouldn't be happy, but I have the free will. That is something we experience in this realm as humans. But when you're in dimensions of 5D and above, there's only soul choice, right? So when we talk about fifth dimensional living, which I know a lot of people say, oh, I'm embodied in 5D, which is awesome, but you know, we're still here. So you can be mostly embodied in 5D, but we're still here. So we're going to be experiencing 3D and 4D as well. And 3D, you can choose to take the unaligned choice. That's a beautiful part of the human experience that we get to experience, right? However, when we're talking about 5D, there's only the soul aligned choice. There's only the choice that is in full soul alignment, right? There is no reason to say no to soul alignment, right? So being in full soul expression is a 5D experience. It is living and embodying in the fifth dimension, and you have the certainty and clarity about this is what I'm here to do. If you're a business owner, you're like, great, I have clarity about who I'm here to serve, how I'm here to work with people, what I need to be focused on. And that in itself can be really, really powerful, because what I often see, you know, if you're a healer or a practitioner or a service-based, you have an offering, right, in your own business. What I will generally see is people get this idea, this inspiration, they're here to share their work in a really unique way, and they might start a business, and then they might read some advice from business marketing gurus, maybe they'll hire a business coach. And the business coach, with all great positive intentions, will look strategically and go, great, so looking at it strategically, you should fill this niche and your offering should be this because that's going to make you the most money. And so the person goes, okay, great, I guess I will do that. And then they start going down this path that's been strategically recommended to them. May or may not be soul aligned. And a lot of the time it's not. And what happens is they start to feel like, I'm just hitting so many roadblocks. It's not feeling easy. Like I'm struggling. It feels hard. I'm having to push up against, it's like I'm hitting a brick wall, and it's like, when is it going to happen? When does it actually get to feel easy and aligned, right? When does the struggle stop? When does the abundance come in? And that's a classic sign that you are not in your soul purpose. That's honestly one of the biggest red flags, because of your beautiful spiritual team who was like, right, we've got to make sure that she's in full soul alignment and expression in her soul purpose. If you start walking down the wrong way, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to put up roadblocks and be like, come on, get on the right path. Come on, roadblock, 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 right? And we in our human experience look at these roadblocks and go, why is my life falling apart? Why am I not getting what I want? Rather than, wow, thank you, universe, for the redirection to put me on the path that I need to be on, right? And this is where the surrender might come into play. If you're like, I've been trying to make something work and it's not fucking working no matter what I'm doing, at what point do we go, maybe I'm being actually redirected and maybe I need to surrender to the redirection? We hear a lot of stories where people are like, oh no, my business broke down, my life collapsed. And wow, then 2 years later, I'm actually living a fully soul aligned life that I never thought that I could experience, right? And it was because everything collapsed. So when you get those nudges of redirection, it's because your guides in the universe are trying to put you on your soul aligned path. When you're in your soul aligned path, living your soul purpose, there's ease, abundance, opportunities, expansion. You're always growing, right? It's not this stuckness that a lot of people do experience. So if you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, it's even more important for you to know your soul purpose, because people will see it on you energetically. We can see when someone's in their full soul expression and soul purpose and when they're not, right? There's a light, there's an energy there when they are in full soul purpose expression. So I also, what I have seen is it's very hard for people to create abundance if they're not in their full soul expression, right? If they're not soul aligned. Yes, they can hustle and they can force to make some money, but it's not going to be a huge abundance. And I'll give you an example of a client, one of my clients. So one of my clients, Alex Tripod, who's quite well known for manifestation work, she came to work with me a couple of years ago. She was already doing very well. And she was kind of a bit, oh, I'm a quantum business coach. I do some manifestation. I do, you know, this thing. And it was a lot of things. And I sat with her guides and they were like, she's here to teach manifestation to the masses. Like, that's what she's here to do. That's what she needs to focus on. So we said, great, you know, and her, like, her business had been going okay for the last 2 years. It was kind of a little bit stagnant. So we went full into her soul purpose, like literally tore down all of her offerings. We channeled on them, rebuilt them to be focused on her soul purpose. That year was the first year she hit multiple seven figures in her business in 1 year, and literally her business skyrocketed. And the only thing we did, well, we changed all the offerings, but we brought her into full soul alignment with what she was here to do. And I have countless stories of that with clients, because when we're in our soul purpose, all the opportunities, all the contracts that we're here to have are finally open to us. So if you're experiencing stagnancy, stuff's not happening, the first point of call you want to look at is, am I in my soul purpose? And that's if you have a business. You don't need to have a business to fulfill your soul purpose, right? You can be a nurse and be in your soul purpose. You can be, I know accountants who are in their soul purpose. Not my soul purpose, I wouldn't do well, but you can be an accountant and be in your soul purpose, right? So it is about finding what your soul purpose is and how to tune into it. So, how do we actually start finding your soul purpose? How do you tune into it? And I mentioned that I was very fortunate at a young age. I had my spiritual awakening very young, was kind of thrown into the deep end of it as a teenager, grew up psychic, and it just all kind of took off about age 16. At age 18, I began learning about energy work. And I think I first became aware of my soul purpose at around 17 years old when I was channeling my guides and was told very clearly, you're here to be a spiritual teacher. You're here to write books about spirituality. You're here to help people in spiritual terms. And so it was so clear to me at that young age, and it created a kind of map and a foundation of knowing what to follow and what direction to go in. And so then when I did learn energy healing at 18 and I studied, I always knew that everything would come back to me focusing on my spiritual teachings. And I experienced the most joy, the most growth, the most abundance, the most incredible connections when I am in full expression of that, when I am focusing on my spirituality and my spiritual teachings and sharing them, right? That's when I experienced the biggest soul alignment. And even, you know, my husband, he came to one of my events, my closest friends, we connected through my events as well, where I was doing spiritual teachings. And it's like, I just naturally magnetized my people, my community, my tribe to me because I was in soul purpose embodiment. So when it comes to uncovering and understanding, well, what is your soul purpose? What are you here to do? There are a few things that we can look at. Now, obviously, the main one that I'm going to recommend to you when you're like, what's my soul purpose, is to channel on it, right? That's the number one thing. Either if your channel, great, sit with your spirit guides and ask them, what's my soul purpose? Go to the Akashic Records, what's my soul purpose? If you can't, go to a trusted psychic or a channel and ask them about soul purpose. Now, we have a list on channelingspiritacademy.com. If you go to practitioners, you'll see all our channelers. You can work with one of them and have them book in for a soul purpose reading with them to understand exactly what your soul purpose is. Or you can learn to channel if you're interested in that, which I think is the most important skill a person can have, honestly, in this day and age. So that's one way, right, that we can look at. We can just get clarity. And for a lot of people, embodying their soul purpose might be a little bit further away, right? Because let's go back to the accountant example. If you're an accountant and you have a 9-to-5 job, you're kind of like, okay, well, I'm a bit bored. I don't know if I want to do this. What else is out there for me? And then you stumble upon soul purpose reading. You're like, great, let me have a look. And they read your soul purpose and they're like, well, you're here to heal the divine feminine. Have you looked into being a doula yet? And you're like, what are you talking about? I'm an accountant. What? And then suddenly you go through your own journey and awakening, and it's a couple of years later and suddenly, bam, you're healing the divine feminine and you're a doula, right? So sometimes our soul purpose feels so distant to us. And I've seen it with clients when I used to do a lot of soul purpose readings where I would say, okay, well, this is what I'm seeing is your soul purpose. And they'd be like, what? Wow. Okay. That's so different from what I'm doing. And then hear from them a couple of years later and they're like, yep, that's what I'm doing. So just be aware, if you haven't kind of been on the journey, it might seem like it's quite far out for you as well. And that's okay, because it's one thing to know our soul purpose and it's another thing to embody our soul purpose, right? Those are two very different things. And actually in Isis Ka, my modality, that's what we do a lot of. We do work on you embodying your soul and your soul purpose, which then can also activate the knowing, right? And the knowing can activate the embodying. The two can come together to support each other. The other thing that you can do is you can ask your guides, spirit, the universe, to give you the breadcrumbs. Every single day when you wake up, you say, spirit guides, angels, ancestors, higher self, universe, I am ready. Show me. Show me what my soul purpose is. Show me what I am here to do. Show me what I have chosen to do here. I'm ready. I'm ready to release what is not aligned to that. Show me, put me on my soul aligned path. Put me on my soul purpose path. I'm ready. And I ask to receive any signs, any divine interference to put me on my path. Now, when you do that, just be aware. Stuff might begin to happen in your life and you're like, oh my God, okay, everything is shifting and changing and people are walking out of my life that aren't aligned. That can happen, right? But when you say that every single day, you are asking your spirit guides, who require free will to work with you, to start interfering and going, great, let's put her even more on her soul path, right? And that it's very powerful to begin to do that. And what you start to get is breadcrumbs. And the breadcrumbs are so important. It's like, you know, you might wake up one morning and go, I really feel like I need to do that course. That's a breadcrumb. You might have a friend who's saying, hey, I just read this incredible book. That's a breadcrumb, right? So there are all these little breadcrumbs and you have to say yes to them. I'm a yes person. When something shows up in my life, I treat it as a breadcrumb and I'm like, yes, yes. I say yes to almost everything. I listen to like soul alignment, obviously, but I say yes because I see them as breadcrumbs leading me to where I need to go. So the breadcrumbs are also another way to go, and it requires trust and surrender, because there is uncertainty. There is this, I don't know, and that's okay too, right? So it's being okay with being uncertain and learning to surrender to the process. So your soul purpose is honestly one of the most important things that you can work with, because it opens up your life for you. That's what it does. It brings to you the life that was destined for you. And if you're in a business, it also brings you the abundance, the success, the connections, everything that's meant for you. And I also believe it actually brings our soulmates to us too, whether that's platonic or romantic, it calls in those soul connections for us too. That's why I made this the first episode, because I think it is so, so, so important. And so my intention, my wish, is that you leave this and you start asking the universe, guides, spirit, and going, show me what my soul purpose is, show me the direction I need to take, and begin really seriously going after your soul purpose. If you want to dive in deeper, you want to start channeling, connecting with your guides, I've got Channeling Spirit Academy. I'll put the details of down that below. That's my signature program. And thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for listening. Hopefully this episode has provided you with some insights around your soul purpose and what you're here to do. Sending you so much love and blessings. Bye, beautiful soul. Mm-hmm.